We've made it to Friday, and it's time for the Public Square with Dave Zanotti of the American Policy Roundtable. I'm Wayne Shepherd, talking about 40 days of prayer for Congress, which begins real soon now, like next week, Dave. And I just got to ask you, is it that simple, praying for Congress? There's got to be more to all this thing, right?
You know, it's a funny thing, Wayne. We just came off of this really difficult national election, and people are running as fast as they can to every other thing to talk about in life. And here we are at the American Policy Roundtable, once again, as the first order of business, launching prayer for the nation and prayer for the United States Congress. And the reason is simple. We know that God commands us to pray for those in authority over us. And there is a secret. And here's the secret. What we have found year after year after year is when we humble ourselves, we go to our closets of prayer, we beg God for mercy upon our country, and we pray sacrificially for those in authority over us, without prejudice, without partisanship, without party. It is amazing how God speaks to people who are praying. The number of lives we've seen changed, churches changed. It is remarkable, Wayne. So, yes, this prayer thing is a secret weapon. We have bulletin inserts. We have notices online. We'll put you on a list and remind you every day to pray. But I'll tell you, there are benefits, and they are supernatural.
Agree or disagree with them politically, we want you to pray for each and every member of Congress, and we're going to provide a guide for you online at aproundtable.org. This is critically important, and we're dead serious about this. 40 days of prayer for Congress at aproundtable.org. Dave, I'm sure we'll talk more about this, but we'll talk to you next week here on the Public Square. Thanks.